News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. New York Yankees third baseman Alex Rodriguez says he is planning to fight his 211-game suspension levied by Major League Baseball for his alleged use of performance-enhancing drugs. The suspension would cover the remainder of this season and all of next year. A-Rod saying this has been a very difficult year, having to come back from a hip injury and now the Biogenesis scandal.
The last 7 months has been a nightmare. It's been, you know, probably the worst time of my life, for sure.
12 other players were also suspended by Major League Baseball today. They all received 50-game suspensions, leaving them eligible to return to postseason if their clubs are participating. UW-Madison getting an award of sorts today, one you really don't want to get. They're back in the top 10 of the Princeton Review of Nation's Top Party Schools. Wisconsin's flagship public campus is number 8 after being 13th a year ago. The new ranking, based on a nationwide survey of 126,000 college students as part of an annual book called The Best 378 Colleges. It's been published for just over 20 years and includes 62 lists. Claremont McKenna of California named the best run college. Columbia of New York chosen to have the best campus library. UW-Madison used to be the country's number one party school, but university and city officials have worked together to address alcohol problems over the past several years. The man Wood County officers were searching for Sunday night is a suspect in a Plover crime, and he's still on the run. Plover police, along with Portage and Wood County deputies, are searching for 31-year-old Justin Habeck. Habeck is believed to have stolen electronic merchandise from Walmart in Plover. It's believed he led deputies on a high-speed chase, which ended in Wisconsin Rapids just before 7 p.m. yesterday. Along with the theft charges, Habeck is facing additional charges for felony fleeing an officer, operating after his license was revoked, and running three stop signs. The suspect abandoned the vehicle and fled on foot near Commerce Drive and 48th Street in Wisconsin Rapids. Anyone with information should contact local law enforcement or 911. Do not confront him or try to apprehend him yourself. The security firm that temporarily guarded people and equipment at the proposed Gogebic Taconite mining site could return to that assignment. That's because Bulletproof Securities from Arizona successfully secured a Wisconsin license. Bulletproof Securities was hired by mining officials when mine protesters caused damage and threatened workers in June. The security workers left the mining site after it was learned they did not have the necessary Wisconsin license. Mining opponents criticized the security workers with their camouflage outfits and assault rifles. Mining company officials said hiring Bulletproof was necessary for everyone's safety. So far, neither Gogebic Taconite or Bulletproof Securities have commented on if or when the guards will go back to the mine. There's still no sign of a woman from Grand Rapids who hasn't been seen since last Friday. Police say 50-year-old Catherine J. Sila borrowed her friend's car and took off, but nobody knows where. Police say Sila has family members in Madison, but there's no sign of her there. The vehicle is a 1999 dark blue Buick Regal, Wisconsin license plate 846KGA. Anyone who knows the location of Catherine or the vehicle should contact local authorities or the Wood County Dispatch Center non-emergency number. We have that for you at WSAU.com. Overcoming challenges at Air Venture this year. Bob Haig has the story.
Dick Napinski with the EAA says there were challenges prior to this year's successful Air Venture show.
We had the dispute and the conflict with FAA over air traffic control fees. That one is moving through the court system right now, and we still had the controllers here.
And sequestration meant there were no military aircraft at Air Venture. But there were milestones, including appearances by Jetman and the flying car. And attendance was similar to last year.
A little bit over 500,000 of our closest aviation friends came to Oshkosh from more than 64 countries.
A clear indication of the event's high profile in the aviation world. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A plant in Manitowoc that makes towers for wind energy turbines will stay busy at least through the first half of next year. Broadwind Energy just got a $70 million order, and that'll keep their plant busy, including the plant in Wisconsin. The News Channel 7 Weather Authority forecast for tonight. Slight chance of a shower early, otherwise just partly cloudy, some patchy fog possible, and a low down to 56. Winds will be light out of the south. Tuesday, partly sunny, warmer, and a bit more humid. A slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. Expect a high near 80. Winds will be south-southwest at 6 to 13 miles per hour. Tuesday night, showers and thunderstorms likely. Expect a low of 58 with a southwest wind at 5 to 10, turning west-northwest. Wednesday, partly cloudy, cooler, and less humid. High of 75. Our winds will be northwesterly at 8 to 15 miles per hour. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.